Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Once again, it's a pleasure to welcome into our studios a veteran of Conducting Conversations, a man who's been here on several occasions. He's back representing the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. Dr. Joshua Rohde is here. Welcome back, Joshua.
Thanks, Mike. Always great to be here.
It's interesting to catch up with someone that I haven't seen for a while. It's been half a year, I guess.
Almost, yeah.
Since we've talked. I just want to catch up on what's been happening with the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And for the people that don't know, Joshua is the music director, but a teacher at WPI in Worcester. And so we'll be talking a lot about some collaborations going to be coming up with the concerts on April 6th and 7th. But let's start with how you doing?
I'm doing really well. We've had a good couple of months here. As right after we talked last time, the Civic Chorale did their Messiah Sing, which was a fantastic success. Packed the church with a few hundred people singing that classic favorite. And then we've started rehearsals on our new project, and I think we had another 25 singers or something join us this spring. So the Civic Chorale is having a wonderful time and up and up.
Another 25, so it puts you at like 70 or 80?
No, we're well over 100.
Well over 100 now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I hate that when that happens.
I know, right? We have to set up more chairs.
You go out and buy drinks, and that's cost you a bundle now.
Yes, it will.
Oh, it hasn't yet.
It hasn't yet, okay. But so far we're having a good time.
All right, well, that's a good thing. Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra have been around for quite a few years. What, around 40 or 50 years now?
I think something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's nothing, not brand new, but continues to grow, and these days that's wonderful for a singing organization. A lot of them have been having problems since the pandemic, but you seem to have bounced back really well.
I think we have, and I think a large part of it is we've got a really good community, good team. We're having fun making some great music, but we're also just all getting together and singing and making friends and memories, and, you know, it's what we're supposed to do.
When the chorale rehearses, you don't rehearse with orchestra, right?
No, most of our rehearsals are just choir only.
And then the orchestra part comes in for the concert.
Correct. They come in at the last minute.
Okay. And that's pretty much a professional orchestra?
It is, the exception being this coming performance where we're also working with students.
Oh, at WPI?
At WPI.
Okay. So the concert, the first concert on April 6th is going to be at the Cathedral in Providence.
Correct.
As it has, you've been there many times before.
We have, but actually not since my tenure started.
Really?
Correct, yeah. Okay. We've been performing at a variety of other locations throughout the state. But this upcoming performance, we're going to have 300 musicians on stage.
Wow.
So we needed a big space, and the cathedral is the perfect space.
Wow, 300 musicians. Now that counts the orchestra and the singers?
Correct. So we've got about 100 singers from the Civic Chorale, 100 singers from WPI, and then another 100 professional and student orchestral musicians.
100 in the orchestra. Wow. That's huge.
It's huge.
And then on the next day, Sunday, April 7th, you're going to be at a new location for you in Worcester.
Correct. So since we're collaborating with WPI on this, where WPI is located across the border, we decided we'd give one concert here in Rhode Island and one concert in Massachusetts. So we're at the lovely First Baptist Church, which sits right on the corner of WPI's campus.
There you go. So if you want to check out, as we go along today, and we're talking about the music that's going to be performed and other things, if you want to check out the website, it's pretty simple. It's RICCO, correct?
correct? .org.
.org. RICCO.org. All right. Tell us what you've decided to do for music this year.
So for this concert in April, we're going to perform Mendelssohn's Elijah. It's a big oratorio, as we've already talked about, for choir, orchestra, and then a handful of students. And it talks about the Old Testament prophet Elijah. And it puts his life and many of the really vivid, fantastic scenes all to music.
Okay, so this is, we hear sometimes of the year of the dog or the year of the snake. This is the year of Mendelssohn, right?
This is the year of Mendelssohn. And the final concert is his Elijah, his biggest piece, his most well-known, beloved song.
Okay, and you got a piece of music to get us in the mood?
Yeah, so I thought we'd listen to the very beginning. So this is the opening couple movements of Mendelssohn's Elijah.
All right, that sounds like a plan. We'll listen to those three pieces, take a short break, and be back.
Thank you.
the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be sitting with Dr. Joshua Rohde, who is the music director and also professor at Worcester Polytechnic Institute. Most people don't say that anymore. They just say WPI.
They just say WPI.
And what is a polytechnic?
So a polytechnic, for those who don't know, it's an engineering, math, science-based school, a STEM school. But what makes WPI so different than most STEM schools like RPI or MIT or those other acronyms is we have a huge music program. What most people don't realize unless they step on campus is we have four choirs, a huge orchestra, a band. There's some 1,600 students making music on campus every day.
Now, with a lot of people that are involved with music, a lot of people don't realize the connection between mathematics and music.
Absolutely. It's really strong.
Yeah, there's a lot of my friends that are, you know, mathematicians, but they're also great musicians.
Indeed, yeah.
And there you go, WPI. So we've just educated the audience a little bit, certainly myself and included in there. And I had a good friend who I sang with for years who graduated from there.
Oh, wonderful.
And he was, he used to study, I guess there was a marine biology part of what he was doing.
Yeah.
He would have to go out in the field. And he would end up being in these muddy places, swampy areas,
sure, yeah.
and testing for various chemicals.
Yep.
And we called him a sludgeologist.
I love it.
So there he goes. This is my WPI experience. But we're talking about concerts that are going to be held in April, the first weekend in April, the 6th in Providence and the 7th in Worcester, and the combination of the three groups, the orchestra, the Rhode Island Civic Chorale, and your chorale from WPI, is that just a bunch of people that you've chosen, or is it a certain group?
So it's the largest mixed choir at WPI. So we have four ensembles there, the chamber choir, which is the smallest, soprano, alto, high voice choir, tenor, bass, glee club, which is low voice, and then this is the big one for everybody that wants to come.
There you go. Okay. Well, it's going to be pretty amazing. We've been talking about the music. Mendelssohn is the year of Mendelssohn, as we joked about, but it is, and Elijah is the subject.
Correct.
So where do we go from here in our story?
So I wanted to share just a little bit with our audience about Elijah, and I think why Mendelssohn wrote this piece. So I don't know how much of our audience understands or knows all of Elijah's story, but they might be familiar with a couple of the events in his life. So Elijah is one of these prophets of old who was facing up against a terrible king, Ahab, and the queen, Jezebel. And it was sort of one man against the world. Mm-hmm. And some of the famous scenes that people know is he was facing off with these priests, you know, and they both built altars and said, well, if your God is real, tell him to light this altar on fire. And the priests tried and nothing happened. And then Elijah prayed to his God and, you know, fire comes flying down from heaven and, you know, lights the whole thing up. And there's also the moments where Elijah goes up into the mountain and the Lord passes by, not in the mighty wind or not in an earthquake or fire, but in the still small voice. And so Elijah's story is filled with these really dramatic, wonderful scenes. And I think that's what brought Mendelssohn's attention to the story.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, I love what's happening here. And I also love that how one individual persevered against everybody else. So this is where our music comes in. So one of the things that I wanted to share next is a song sung by the character Elijah. This is when he's sort of down on his luck. He's out in the wilderness hiding because people are really mad at him. And he sings this song called It Is Enough.
Beautiful music, Joshua. Let's stick with it and tell us what's next.
So, thankfully, Elijah doesn't stay down on his luck for too long. Shortly thereafter, he's visited by some angels who sing a lovely trio, and then the whole choir comes in to back him up. And so these are the next two tracks I wanted to play, just to show a little bit of some of the beauty that's held in this lovely piece.
All right, we'll listen to those two tracks, then take a short break and be back with more of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra.
Oh,
welcome back to the Joshua and Mike Show. Or, well, more or less. It's the Rowland Civic Chorale and Orchestra is the subject. And Joshua and I have been talking about their presentation that's going to take place, concert on April 6th, 7 o'clock at the Cathedral in downtown Providence. And one good thing about the Cathedral, there's lots of free parking around that area. So that's a big benefit. And then on Sunday, April 7th at 3 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Worcester, and that's right near WPI.
Correct. Also surrounded by a bunch of free parking.
There you go. So no parking charges. So that money that you save, you could donate.
Exactly. Or go to dinner. It's amazing. We've been, as I've been preparing this, you know, all the folks up in Worcester have been saying, oh, I'm going to come to the concert in Providence so that we can go to dinner beforehand.
There you go.
And everybody in Providence is saying, oh, wow, they've got great food up in Worcester and a couple of good breweries. I'm going to go to that one.
At the other guy's grass is always greener.
Indeed it is.
Right. Well, we are very fortunate in Rhode Island to have some excellent restaurants, as everybody in the world knows. And so that's a thing that's a good thing to do. But as far as donating that I mentioned, you can always do that by going on to the website, which is ricco.org. You can click on the donate button and help out things. It takes a village, as they say.
Indeed it does.
I did notice that you have quite a few sponsors on your website. One of them, in fact, is Roberts Musical Instruments, which is a sponsor of this program.
Wonderful.
So see that? They're getting double billed here.
Indeed.
They sponsor the Conducting Conversations show, and they're also one of your sponsors, along with...
Well, one of our biggest sponsors is the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts, which I know sponsors RISCA, sponsors so many folks, ourselves included, in the arts community here in Rhode Island, which we are so thankful for. And we couldn't do any of this work without them. And up on the other side of the in Massachusetts, I have to thank our administration at WPI, who without their support, there's no way we could have hundreds of singers you know, giving concerts.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. We've been talking about Mendelssohn's music and the year of Mendelssohn, and we've listened to some beautiful music so far. We have a few more pieces to go. Tell us what these next two are going to be.
So I wanted to get back to Elijah's story a little bit and show one of the ways that Mendelssohn had a little fun. This is where the scene where God sends a sort of a tornado of fire down from the sky. And you can hear in the way that the strings just burn rubber and the choir's going crazy and then Elijah takes over, how exciting it is. So here's two tracks from the middle portion of Elijah.
O thou who makest thine angels spirits, thou whose ministers are flaming fires, now descend.
license broke, and then he
stayed on his own name, and the Lord had escaped us, we would save
him. He's got his word like a fire, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock, a hammer that breaketh the rock. Breaking the rock into pieces like a hammer, and like a hammer, a hammer that breaketh his word is like a heart, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock. Oh, God is angry, angry with the wicked every day. Oh, God is angry with the wicked every day. Wet his sword, and he had bent his bow, and made it ready, ready. He's not his word like a fire, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock, like a hammer that breaketh the rock, and like a hammer, and like a hammer. Breaketh the rock, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock, is not his word like a hammer. Breaketh the rock, is not his word like a hammer. Breaketh the rock, is not his word like a hammer that breaketh the rock.
Joshua, why don't you tell us a little bit about the people that are involved in this program?
We have a number of fantastic soloists joining us for this concert. A name that many people may recognize is our baritone James Demler. He's out of Boston, but he sings all over New England, New York City, and around the country. He'll be singing the title role of Elijah. And then we have a few other professionals coming throughout the state, and then also featuring some students in solo roles, which I'm really excited about. One of our competition winners, and then a couple kids, even.
Wow, what a deal. All right, so I know that you do hold competitions. You held one just last a few weeks ago.
Correct, we did.
At the beautiful Music Mansion in Providence.
Yeah, we did, something you know a little bit about.
There you go. All right, we have to try to get these last three pieces in. Tell us about them.
So as everybody knows now, there's going to be 300 people on stage for this concert. And if you got 300 people, you want to do something dramatic, have a little bit of excitement. And so this is a couple of those bigger moments in the piece Elijah.
All right, Joshua, thanks so much for coming in and bringing your music to us.
Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate talking to you, and hope to see people April 6th and 7th.
Okay, check out the website, ricco.org. And we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.